Ready as ever be.
All right, I call to order this meeting of Story County Board of Supervisors serving in our role as the ex officio Board of Canvassers for the primary election held June 5th, 2018. Auditor Martin, we made it through largely unscathed.
Yep, that's always the goal, largely unscathed. A few bumps and bruises. So I'll just give you some highlights from the primary, if that's okay.
Sure.
I would like to thank my staff and my election officials who did a wonderful job, but also facilities and IT for always helping us out. And then there are several county employees that work with election officials, so I thank them, but also their supervisors that released them for duty. So, just some fun facts. Nobody's elected in a primary. People are nominees. We don't have any election certificates for this one. And there were several county races, which we're canvassing today, where there will be no nominee. And for those races, the parties may still nominate someone via convention. And those candidates would then file an affidavit of candidacy and a convention certificate. And that deadline is Wednesday, August 29th at 5 p.m. in the auditor's office. For those candidates nominated primary, there's no additional paperwork. They just go straight through to the November ballot. So I'm looking at you two. You're
I like when you tell me I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you're good to go. So we did have 9,619 votes.
Which was higher than I expected.
Yeah, it's our highest raw number turnout in a midterm primary since 1994. So, and that 94 primary included contested races for both U.S. Rep and the governor.
On both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, governor of both parties, U.S. Rep for the Democratic Party. So we had 14.33% turnout, which is our highest percentage turnout in a midterm primary since 2002.
That was the year that Gopher took on Branston, right?
Could be.
Remember Gopher from Lubbock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the year he took on.
But we also had
Fred Grandy.
We also had about 12,500 fewer voters registered in Stark County at that time. So we had an excellent absentee return rate of 96.5%, which is outstanding. There were 7 provisional ballots cast. 2 of these were accepted, 5 were rejected. 3 people voted in the wrong precinct. 1 person had already had been issued an absentee ballot, and 1 person was an election day registrant without proper documentation and without an attester. So, and we do, we're still working, like I said, on some of the paperwork you need to sign today, but the results are ready to certify. So I'll turn it back over to the board.
Yeah, and so just a question. It's appropriate for us to go ahead and take our action, and then we can sign the paperwork once you get it done tomorrow or whenever you're able to.
I think we're close.
Right.
We just, the new reporting software did not work as advertised, so now we're going to plan B, which is the old way.
Okay.
So.
Well, if one of us gets out of here before it's all printed to get signed today, we'll get it signed tomorrow. But go ahead and act on it today. Any questions or comments for Lucy?
Just one that came up, actually this is coming from my husband, because he likes to look at all the graphs, et cetera. So some of the new Civic Plus graphs, it was at the Civic Plus program, the new one, that we got to look and see some graphs and pie charts.
That was from the Secretary of State's election night reporting? Oh, or no, that was Civic Plus?
No.
That was Atkins?
That was 10X.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know where it came from, but my husband likes those. Okay. Yeah, but being the number cruncher he was, and he was wondering, are we still able to get the numbers the way they used to come out for the votes by precinct for each one of the candidates?
Right. So, I mean, how we report our results, the summary report and the, he's probably looking for the statements of votes cast.
Yeah.
Which is the number of votes per precinct per candidate.
Correct.
And that's, so both of those are on our website.
You must have just missed them.
Yeah, so if you go to the primary election page, and then it'll get migrated over to, like, election results page at some point.
But it's by precinct.
Right, it's called it will probably just use the acronym, the SOVC, which is Statements of Votes Cast.
Okay, thank you.
So, or it might just say by precinct.
Okay.
either way, that's what he's
saying. And I noticed that we seem to have reported absentee votes first this time, and normally it feels like we wait till the end to report absentee votes. Is there any rhyme or reason to that?
No, that's a great improvement from Kevin, which was we were bringing the absentee board. We just brought them in earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and amazingly, you know, you get work done sooner when you start it sooner.
I actually love it.
Magic.
So as somebody following elections and this time, you know, in on the ballot, I like the absentees being reported early because the way it's been the last, well, since I've been paying attention, you're holding your breath till the very end because you know that there's this large chunk of votes that are coming in right at the very
end.
And we've had such, I can think of a race with the county attorney a few years ago where we got to the end and it was erroneously reported that we were at the end. And, you know, 43 of 43 precincts had reported, but we still had the absentees, and you had, at that point, somebody ahead who ended up not winning after the absentees were counted. So I just wanted to commend you on getting the absentee. I think reporting it earlier rather than later is good for the evening.
Mm-hmm. We can bring them in earlier, and we can tabulate those votes, and they can sign their reports, and even they don't know what the results are until the close of polls at 9 o'clock.
Right. We don't tabulate till then, but we can run everything through and have
So that at 9:05
we can report out be that rather than that being the last thing that we report on after we get everything else in.
With the absentee turnout going like this, it's much more informative number.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a great start. So it's a great starting point and it's a terrible ending point.
Yeah.
You know.
And that should be the new norm now, that the absentees are the first things out of the chute. So.
Well, great job.
And it makes things a lot more relaxed around the auditor's office on election day, I have to say.
Yeah.
So it's win-win-win.
I like those. Yeah. Anything else for us? Okay.
I move approval of Resolution 18-116.
Okay. We got a motion and a second. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye.
Move to declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the elections to the appropriate jurisdiction.
I second.
Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye.
Oh, I move to adjourn.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. You guys got this down to just a process.